You're listening to 95.1 Gem FM, Bowen's very own community radio station. And this is the Check-In with Sally, a relatively new show, right, Sally? This is only our second time doing this show because it's on every first Tuesday of the month. So we started last month.
Yep, we started in November and here we are already in December.
That's right, that's right. And we just wanted to say a big hi to Jude, Vicky and Pam for texting in the secret word face. That's our secret word for today, and you can win lots and lots of goodies. Anyway, we were having a really good discussion before we got interrupted by Mariah Carey, and I think we share that's our favourite song together, isn't it, Sally?
Absolutely.
And if you've just tuned in, this month's topic is New Year's resolutions. And Sally, what were we talking about before we went to a break?
Well, I feel like we're talking about how it's important to be proud and grateful for what you achieved this year.
That's right.
And
yeah.
to bring those things through into 2026 as well. But I think it's really important that we also talk about why resolutions can fail. So let's talk about the big elephant in the room. So most New Year's resolutions fail, and it's something like 80% don't make it past February. And that's not necessarily because we're unmotivated. A lot of the time it's because we set massive, vague or unrealistic goals. So when you think about it, come New Year's Eve, you're all kind of sitting around the table and you're like, oh, I'm going to get fit and oh, I'm going to save heaps of money, or I'm going to be really organized, or I'm going to do five of those things all at once. I'm going to sort my relationship out, lose weight, eat healthy, get a new job, save money. So many things. So sometimes you can also set too many goals to achieve too quickly. So, and of course, real life kind of arrives on January the 2nd.
That's right.
And especially for the type of person, if you're the person who said, I'm going to drink less and stop smoking, and you're out at a party on New Year's, so then the first few minutes of the actual New Year, you are drinking and smoking. I mean, you're setting yourself up immediately for failure. So it's really important to set goals that are really realistic, and we're going to get into that later in the show about how to set those goals. But the problem is also, like we spoke about earlier, it's about the pressure and the perfectionism that's usually baked into our resolutions. So instead of talking about, for example, weight loss, instead of just saying I'm going to lose weight, it's probably more about reframing that and reimagining into I'm going to become stronger this year, or I'm going to become fitter this year, or, you know, or I'm going to be happier. So, or if you want to exercise for your mental health, it's, you know, I'm going to have a clearer head, or I'm going to manage my moods and emotions using exercise and that sort of stuff. So it's definitely more about consistency than perfectionism.
Yes.
Because a lot of the time you can say, okay, so I'm going to start exercising. And unfortunately, some people set the goals, I'm going to exercise every day. And a lot of the time that's not realistic because so many things can pop up that prevent you from exercising on that day. And then once people don't exercise for that one day, oh, well, I've failed. That New Year's resolution's dead.
And you give it away for the whole year.
Yep, absolutely. As opposed to being like, okay, that's literally one day in 365 that I didn't achieve the exact goal I set myself out to be, but let's be kinder to ourselves and be like, okay, well, tomorrow I'm going to get up and I'm going to try again. That was just a slip up. It's not a relapse. You know, it was just a blip on the radar. It's not the way that you are going to have to continue living your life. So it's that to that, like I was saying before, I want to shift things away from being the whole new year, new me, into something more kinder. And it's the new year, the real me. So you don't have to become the new you next year. You just have to keep showing up for yourself.
Yeah.
So with some kindness, some courage, and probably a little bit of curiosity.
And the first thing, that's cool, isn't it? What was that? Kindness, courage
and curiosity.
Yeah. That's really nice. I like that sentiment because I love the curious part as well, because with curiosity comes a whole different type of behavior, doesn't there?
Definitely. Well, what do you want to do for you? As opposed to, you know, perhaps you've been told that you need to lose weight, or perhaps you've been told that you need to save more money. Perhaps you've been told that you need to be more organized. But what do you want? And what is it about you that you would like to...
Well, I wouldn't be very happy if someone was telling me to do that stuff, Sally. That would be enough for me to go, okay, well, I'm not doing those.
True.
It has to come from your heart, doesn't it?
100%.
Yeah, you need to want to do that. Otherwise, someone telling you to do something, Is that true? Very unlikely to happen?
Yeah. Well, it's more likely that it's not sustainable. So if you're making changes in your life for somebody else, you're unlikely to sustain that. Because if then that person isn't as invested in what they were telling you to do, or perhaps that person isn't in your life anymore, you've lost that motivator.
Yes.
So the reason that motivation has to be so intrinsic, so coming from within yourself, so individual, is so that you can maintain it. And don't get me wrong, your support network is hugely important. We'll definitely be speaking about that. But your motivation needs to come from within. So if you're curious about what you want to be reinventing next year about yourself, you'll be more likely to continue with that and have that consistency we were talking about earlier. And I think the really important thing I want to say too is, like, well done for acknowledging that there's a part of you, there's an area in your life that you would like to grow in. So the other thing about New Year's resolutions, there's plenty of people out there who don't do it. And I know that a lot of them is like, well, why would I bother doing it when it's just going to fail? Because I just told you that 80% of the time they fail.
Yeah.
But there's also people out there who are like, who feel as though it's too hard to make any change, so they don't make any changes. But if you're able to acknowledge, hey, actually, this is an area that I'd really like to grow in, you'll start making those small changes, and small changes turn into big changes.
Can I ask you a question, Sally? Yeah. Is it, do we actually need to set New Year's resolutions, or can we just go, look, I'm not going to do any this year?
Oh, absolutely.
Yeah.
Like January the 1st isn't a magical date.
No.
It just happens to be when our calendar resets for next year.
That's right.
You can set this, you can make this happen today. You can say to yourself with purpose and with intention, you can say, I'm going to start living a healthier life today. And whatever healthier means to you. Isn't about addressing mental health issues issues that you've been having, and you're like, actually, I'm going to go book an appointment with a doctor? Or is it, actually, I've been really meaning to go for a walk with my friend and call and text them and being like, hey, let's go in the morning? Is it about, actually, you know what, I've been meaning to put $20 aside a week to start building that holiday fund, or to start building that house deposit fund, or whatever it happens to be?
Yeah.
You can do that today. You can do that tomorrow. Or you can do it on January the 1st if that's what you really like.
Yeah, because there's a lot of pressure, isn't there? There's a lot of stuff, marketing stuff that happens around setting goals, and but it doesn't necessarily have to be about that.
No. So, again, it's just about there's no time like the present.
Yeah.
And if you're living mindfully within your life, you can acknowledge that, hey, yes, maybe you can wait 4 weeks and start those goals then. And to be fair, goal setting starts with that first thought of, hey, I'm going to set a goal, or I would like to make changes. That's the very first step anyway. So if you're already doing that now, that's your first step in that direction.
Yes.
It's not just about waiting for a date to start doing that. You can start whenever.
You can start, yeah.
It's just, it's very natural, very normal for people to start thinking about it in December as the year draws to a close.
But, yeah, you could actually just set a last minute resolution right now that you could still achieve something this year, couldn't you?
Absolutely.
Yeah.
There's still plenty of days left. It's only the 2nd of December today.
That's right. It's only the 2nd.
That's right.
Yeah.
And sometimes I think that can actually help you, because if you've already made those small steps already, you'll hit January maybe with a bit more of a stride.
Yeah.
Yeah.
What about, like, if you wanted to set monthly, could you set monthly goals? Like, you could go, in January I'm going to do this. Mm-hmm. In February I can do this. Is that something that...
So when you are setting goals, and when we get to how to set those goals, there's a really important component.
Sorry, I got ahead of myself.
Component that's about timeframes.
Yeah.
So you can. It's just about making sure it's realistic. So if you're like, hey, so my goal for January is to lose 10 kilos... and then you'll have a new goal in Feb, I think we need to really check in, and it's really important to make sure that 10 kilo goal is actually realistic. As opposed to, I'd like to lose 10 kilos in 2026. And then realizing, okay, so I'm going to need to lose, between 1 and 2 kilos a month, and then checking in on how that's going each month. Because the thing that I've also going to be talking about is you need to revisit these things. So if you happen to be setting these goals or New Year's intentions and saying to yourself that you'd like to save money, well, we need to be checking in on how that's going. So if it is on the last day of every month that you're like, okay, let's jump into that bank account and check that savings account and see how it's going. Oh, look, it's growing. Awesome. Or actually, you know what? I didn't put in as much as what I had set my goal to be. And then jumping back into your whatever it is, banking app, and setting it up so that it's just happening for you naturally every payday, that $20 is going away or whatever it happens to be.
Yes.
So, yes, you can set monthly goals, but it's probably more likely that you're going to be checking in on yourself every month to see how your goals are going.
Yes.
Yeah. Yeah. But, of course, goals can change and you can move those goalposts if that's what's needed, whether it's moving them further away or moving them closer so that you can feel like you're getting that sense of achievement as well, or if you're like, hey, I really actually kicked that goal's butt early.
Yeah. Yeah.
I'm going to keep going, or I want to be able to do something after that. So maybe you were like, oh, I actually want to be able to run a kilometre without stopping. Roxy's face.
Yeah, but I'd be hard up running 100 metres, I think.
Well, there you go. That's something I can work towards.
That's right. Let's just say that that was your goal, to run a kilometre without stopping. Let's just say that you really practiced that. You know, you got up three times a week and you were walking / running, and then you got to your goal within January or February. Well, maybe your next one will be, oh, let's do 2 kilometres. And so on and so forth. So then you can kind of keep on reimagining those goals and keep on resetting them and keep on revisiting them throughout the year.
Yeah. Very good.
So I think the other thing before we throw to some music is that we tend to focus on what we want to add to our life. So what do we want to do more of? But I'll challenge people to reflect on, what do you want to stop doing? So when we're looking after ourselves and when we're treating ourselves with kindness and courage, maybe you need to start looking at, what am I going to stop doing in 2026? Is it to stop overcommitting? Or is it to stop people pleasing? Or is it to stop trying to do it all? Learning how to say no.
That's so true because it's always about, what else can I do?
Yes.
But that's such a valid thing to ask yourself, isn't it? Like, what don't I have to do this coming year? Like, let's make life a bit easier, or leave room for something different. You don't have to do it all.
Let's normalize letting go. Let's normalize not being a superwoman or a superman out there who can do everything if that's burning you out. So let's normalize letting go and not being a perfectionist, trying to find the joy in the messy and trying to be okay with saying no. So I would challenge people also that a New Year's resolution can also be about, what am I going to stop doing?
Yes.
And maybe it will be about prioritizing yourself a bit more this year.
Mm.
But when we come back, we're going to be, again, just looking a bit back before we look forward, and we're going to dive into some goal setting when we come back.
Sounds cool, Sally. And just before we do, a secret word for today's show is FACE, F-A-C-E. Text that in to 0484 510 152, and you can win lots of gift vouchers. I'll mention them later. But coming up, Brooke Alex. I like this song, Sally.
I took a walk in the snow. Couples holding hands, places to go. Seems like everyone but me is in love. Santa, can you hear me? I thought my letter that I did with a kiss. I turned it off and just said this. I know exactly what I want this year. Santa, can you hear me? I want my baby, baby. I want someone to love me, someone to hold. Baby, baby, you'll be all my hope and my big red ball. Santa, can you hear me? I have been so good this year, and all I want is one thing. Tell me my true love is here. It's all I want, just for me. Underneath my Christmas tree, I'll be waiting here. Santa, that's my only wish this year.
You're listening to 95.1 Gem FM, Bowen's very own community radio station, and this is the check-in with Sally. Sally, this playlist of yours is fantastic. I didn't mention it before, but it's all modern Christmas songs.
Yeah, I love how some of them have been reinvented. And don't get me wrong, I absolutely love the old traditional ones as well, but it's always fun to like listen to a one that's been reinvented.
Yeah, I love it. I honestly, because I thought, oh, was it going to be too much? And, you know, listening to all of the Christmas songs, but I love it. Like, as I was downloading them last night, I thought, no, this is great, because I would never listen to this sort of Christmas stuff, but it's really up and vibrant and, yeah.
I hope everyone's enjoying it.
Yes, I'm sure they are. Let us know if you're not. We may not listen, though.
Before we dive into goal setting, I just want us to have a bit of a pause because the truth is that you've survived, grown, and achieved things this year. And even if life's been messy, I want you to ask yourself, what actually went well this year? What do you want to bring into the new year, into the next year with you that you really did really well? And you look back and you go, man, that was really hard, but I did it. And I'm going to keep doing that because it felt really good for me.
Yes.
And it doesn't have to be big. Okay. So maybe you set boundaries. Maybe you made a new friend. Maybe you handled something really tough, or maybe you found a new routine that works for you. Because I really want to celebrate, and I want to normalize celebrating the small wins. Because if we only celebrate all the big stuff, they're just too few and far in between.
Yeah, absolutely.
And we get a bit bogged down and we're like, man, I'm never going to get to that big thing. But if we, I know I'm going to keep on using the example of weight loss, but it's because it's a really measurable one, is that if you only celebrate when you hit your 10 kilos that you've lost, it'll be really hard. It will feel like hard slog to get there. Whereas if every kilo that you drop, you're like, yeah, man, I've actually worked really hard to get rid of that kilo. I've done really well. And not that I'm advocating for always being on the scales either.
Yeah.
Or if you're in the gym and you're like, oh, I just went up a weight. Do you know what I mean? Like, I went from 5 kilo dumbbells to 6 or 7.5 kilo dumbbells. And you should be really proud of that because you've gotten stronger this year. And that's the really small wins that I want everyone to be celebrating as well.
Yeah, it's all about the small stuff, I reckon.
Yeah.
All the small stuff adds up to big stuff.
And I feel like, to kind of summarize what we've talked about so far, Roxy and I were chatting in the break, and Roxy was talking about how she kind of set a New Year's resolution at the start of this year about tidying up these two rooms that she has at home. And she's kind of only ticked that off in basically November, December. And I just want to kind of throw to you and be like, what kind of led to you getting to that point? And did you have to work at it over the year? Or, and I know that we've talked about your procrastination stuff on other shows.
Yes.
How did it go for you? How did you go with setting that sort of goal at the start of the year or around the start?
Well, I knew I had to do it because these two rooms have been an absolute mess. Honestly, it just kept getting worse and worse. I couldn't even get into these two rooms. So I knew it was time. But because it had grown bigger than Ben-Hur, basically, it had become such a big job. I started procrastinating.
Yeah.
And it became a very difficult job to do, and I kept putting it off. And only now that I have all these people, everyone knows I've got people coming up for Christmas, and I actually need one of these rooms to lay a bed down. So I had to confront it, and I had to do it because it's easy. When people come over, I would just shut those rooms so no one had access. But now I had to open them up. And that's unfortunately what led me. It shouldn't have been like that. And that's, I guess I feel guilty for having gotten to that point. I would have liked to have been able to do it without feeling the guilt and the pressure of having to do it, but just doing it. But I've realized, like I was saying to you, Sally, as soon as I'm the sort of person, if I've got a piece of paper in front of me, I put it down and I go, I'll deal with that later. And then even a month later, that one sheet of paper has turned into a whole ream of paper. And now I've got to spend 2 hours going through that to make sure I'm not throwing away something really important. So one of my resolutions, and it's just not New Year, I've started now, as soon as something ends up in my bag, on my desk, I will look at it and tear it up. No, I'm going to deal with that later. I make the decision then and tear it up.
wonderful.
Mm.
Which throws back to consistency is the key, not perfectionism. So it's not about having a perfectly clean desk all the time.
No.
It's about consistently going through the paper that's on there, or before you're putting that piece of paper down, look at it and being like, does this need filing? Does this need throwing out, or does it need following up?
Mm.
And if it's a throw out, then like you said, you're going to rip it up and throw it out. And don't get me wrong, I think it's really normal to operate really well under pressure.
Yes.
Unfortunately, we are procrastinators and that we operate best under pressure. Okay, I've got visitors arriving on the 12th of December, so I need to get my house in order.
Mm.
And nothing motivates people more than having a deadline.
Yes.
But I think that what you're also describing is that because it actually was quite overwhelming having a deadline and then having to spend actually quite a lot of time doing those rooms in a short amount of time, it felt arduous and it felt hard. So now you've been able to reflect and be like, you know what? I'm going to try and stay on top of this with consistency throughout the year. And that's not just throughout the rest of this year. We're just talking about, what are you taking from 2025 into 2026? And this sounds like this is your thing.
Yeah, I think it is.
2026.
Because I don't want to have to face that again because it was just awful.
Yep.
Really, really. And it was weighing me down.
Mm.
Like, seriously, I was getting quite... not depressed, but really heavy by it.
Yeah.
And really...
Guilt-ridden by
guilt-ridden the sounds of it. And real, everything was heavy, but it's incredible. It really does. Just those two rooms now, free of having to open up boxes that have been lying around for 3 years.
Mm.
Like, what's lurking in those boxes? Yeah. So...
It sounds like a weight has rolled off your shoulders.
It has.
And you've decluttered.
Yes.
And which also declutters your mind.
Yeah. And people have even mentioned, like, my sister actually said, you sound different. And I said, I actually sound different as well.
Amazing.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's awesome. I think what we underestimate is just how much power those open tabs are taking, how much effort they're taking to keep running. So you have this open tab in your brain. God, I need to do those rooms. I need to clean up those rooms.
Yes.
And that tab was open all the time, or like the pot was on the stove boiling over all the time. And you're like, I'm just going to shove that lid back on it and stop that from happening.
Mm.
But it was still there.
I know you weren't giving it
focus, but it was just this thing lurking in the back that was putting pressure on you that was unfinished and not done.
It takes a lot of energy.
So much energy. So much wasted energy.
Yeah. Worrying about that.
Yeah. Whereas... We're about to get into goal setting, and if you set yourself, so for example, if you'd approach that in a different way, where you said to yourself, you know what, that first room there on Saturday, I'm going to take 10 minutes only. I'm going to spend 10 minutes in that room starting to declutter or starting to organize or starting to go through it. Only 10 minutes. You can do it for 10 minutes. We can all do anything for 10 minutes.
Mm.
And if you'd just done that for 10 minutes, firstly, my guess is it would have led to many more minutes than that.
Yeah, absolutely.
But you would have been like, man, I started that. I'm so proud of myself. Again, celebrate that small win. You spent 10 minutes on that room, and that's the important thing, because one step will lead to 10 more.
Yeah, absolutely. And yeah, don't underestimate that. Just even making a start, even if it's grabbing a pile of things like on a desk and going, do I need this? No, chuck.
Yep.
Do you want to keep this? Nah, chuck.
Yep.
And a few simple decisions.
Mm. I would even suggest that for example, if it is a pile of paper, I would pick it up and walk outside. So you can't just then make a new pile on a new desk.
Yes. Oh, my God.
Especially if you know that you're going to be throwing out majority of it. Go and stand and sort it out in front of your recycling bin.
And you know what? That happened a lot too. I started making other piles.
And then all of a sudden, triple handling.
Yeah, that's right. I started making other piles. You're so right.
Yep. So I feel like, and that's why sometimes to become organized, you need to do really good prep.
Yeah.
So I know that we were talking in the break as well, that if you are going through a room of yours or a shelf of yours or a drawer of yours that you really want to organize, have three bins ready. Right? Have the trash, the throwing out the rubbish pile. You're going to have a recycling pile, and depending on what you're using, maybe it's a donate pile as well. And start sorting it out with the bin sitting right there, so you're not just moving a pile of stuff from one place to another.
Yes. Well, I've made a resolution with myself to always have like especially with clothes, to have a bag going where I can donate or chuck. But chuck straight away.
Yeah.
Not leave it there because you'll go back and go, oh, no, I'll wear this again.
Definitely. So I think culling the wardrobe is a really fascinating one because we tend to hold on to stuff and we hold on to clothes for both their sentimental value. Oh, but I wore this when I went – I wore this to my 21st. Like I say that because I know for a fact that the dress that I wore to my 21st is literally hanging in my cupboard.
It's so pretty though.
I feel like
oh, I love
so,
that.
So we hold on to clothes that have sentimental value, or
oh god, yeah.
A lot of the time, man, I was skinny when I was wearing that. So yes. People really like to hang on to their skinny jeans so that they can try and fit back into them and those types of things. But I think it's time to let go. We need to normalize letting go. So if you're going through your cupboard and you're like, this doesn't currently fit me,
yes,
or I haven't worn this in, my rule is 12 months.
Right.
Or however many, I'm not going to tell you how old I am. No. I'm telling you how many years ago my 21st was. But we need to normalize letting go. And I know that we don't want to do the whole landfill thing either. So you need to be mindful of what you're throwing out, but donate by yes. all means. If you're like, that doesn't fit me anymore and it's unlikely to fit me in the next sort of 6 to 12 months, I'm going to donate it. You can always buy something similar back when it comes to the time. And even if it is from, even if you go yourself to the op shop to buy something similar. It's all about that sort of recycling or upcycling or, you know,
yes.
moving that item on.
Yeah.
Except for my 21st dress. No?
Look, I've got a worse one. I still have this, and you know how old I am. I have still got the dress that I wore to my semi-formal.
I love that. But have you busted it out for like a themed party?
No, I haven't.
Oh, but come on, Roxy.
I know. So, yeah, don't feel so bad about a 21st. I go back even further. Yeah. Incredible, hey? What do you hang on to?
It is. Yep.
Yeah.
So, should we listen to some more music? Yeah. And then when we come back, we're going to be talking about my favorite method for setting goals, which is called the SMART method. So we can find out what that is. If anyone has any questions, though, for me, whether it's about New Year's resolutions or anything else that might be on your mind, feel free to text in to 0484 510 152, and that's also the number to text in the secret word, which is FACE.
Exactly. FACE. We look forward to hearing from you. Come on, we'd love to hear from you. Don't be shy. Hey, Sally, we have got a great song, Ed Sheeran and Elton John.
Fill a glass and maybe come and sing with me. Time to
Streets spreading so much cheer. I should be playing in the winter snow, but I'ma be under the mistletoe. I don't wanna miss out on the holiday, but I can't stop staring at your face. I should be playing in the winter snow, but I'ma be under the mistletoe. Will you, shawty, will you? Like a hot July, I should be chilling with my folks, I know, but I'ma be under the mistletoe. Word on the streets, Santa's coming at night. Reindeer's flying through the sky so high. I should be making a list, I know, but I'ma be under the mistletoe. Shawty with you, shawty with you. Merry Christmas. It's the most beautiful time of the year. Lights fill the streets, spend so much cheer. I should be playing in the winter snow. I will be under the mistletoe. I don't want to miss out on the holiday, but I can't stop staring at your face. I should be playing in the winter snow. Underneath the mistletoe.
mistletoe.
Show me, baby, that you love me so.
Ooh, oh, oh, oh. Ooh, oh, oh, oh.
You're on 95.1 Gem FM, Bowen's very own community radio station, and this is the check-in with Sally, and we're covering a great topic today, Sally.
Yep, the New Year's resolutions and about being the new year, real you.
Hey, before you go on with that, we just got a message from Jude saying, ladies, the more Christmas songs, the better. Well, this show is for you, Jude. It's all Christmas songs.
Sure is.
Yeah.
Can't be December without Christmas songs,
no,
right?
No, that's right. When why hold back? We're now the 2nd of December.
That's right.
Right. Yeah.
All right, so we're going to talk about goals. So I spoke earlier about setting SMART goals, and we're going to talk about what that method means. So we want to talk about making resolutions that don't come from guilt. We want to talk about setting yourself up for success in a healthy and realistic way by setting goals. So my favorite method is the SMART method. And if you've never heard of it, here's what it means. So each letter stands for something. So S stands for specific. So to make the goal clear,
mm-hmm.
Not get healthy, but walk 3 times a week or start lifting weights or start doing yoga. Or it probably can even be more specific, just don't start doing it, but do yoga 2x a week or something to that effect. So it's about being specific in your goals. Maybe it's saving $20 per week.
Mm-hmm.
So we're getting really specific and not just I'm going to address my relationship issues. Well, how are you going to do that?
Yeah, I wouldn't just say like I'm going to save money this year. I would need to say I need to save $1,000 this year.
Yep.
And to get that, I need to put away, what's that, every week? $10 or something.
Yep.
Whatever it is, $20. Yeah. Yep. $20 a week.
Yeah, exactly. And not just, I want to go on a holiday at the end of the year. Okay, well, let's get specific. Where are you going to go? How much money do you need? Therefore, how much money do you need to be saving? So you need to really start really tapping in and drilling down into what that actually means. M is for measurable. You should be able to track it. So, for example, the save $70, the $20 a week is measurable. You can see that.
Mm.
And if you're wanting to get healthy, well, walking 3 times a week, so you could keep track of that on a calendar. There's so many apps out there. My favorite is Strava. And if I go for a run and it's not recorded, then I didn't go running.
Right.
And that's a really easy way for you to keep track of things like fitness.
Yeah.
If you're wanting to, whether it's running, riding, swimming, the gym, whatever it happens to be, you can find an app out there where you can record these, and then that'll keep you on track as well as to how often you're going to become a healthier, stronger, or fitter version of yourself.
Mm-hmm.
It should be A for achievable. So set something realistic. Not I'm going to run 10Ks every morning, especially if you've never jogged before.
Yeah, exactly.
I know that earlier we were talking about being able to run 1 kilometer without stopping.
Yeah.
See how that's really specific?
Mm.
It's really measurable because it's 1 kilometer, and it's achievable because 1 kilometer is an achievable length of running to do. And then R is for relevant. So we're talking before about being curious about ourselves. So R is relevant. So make sure the goal actually matters to you.
Mm-hmm.
Not something you feel pressured to do because others are. So that's that whole comparison thing we were talking about earlier where, so just because someone else is out there running 10Ks every morning does not mean that you need to be doing the same thing.
Mm.
Do something that matters to you. And don't get me wrong, it's not that you can, I know there'll be people out there being like, man, I hate running. I think most people say that before they start running.
Yes, yes.
So it's about setting goals that matter to you, okay, and not just what you think you should be doing.
Mm.
Okay, so you're like, oh, I should be exercising every day. Okay. I know that that is true from, you know, physically we should be, and it's really good for our physical and our mental health. But then it's about choosing the physical activity that brings you joy, that lights you up, that makes you feel good. And everyone's is so different.
Mm.
So there's someone out there who's doing roller derby, right? Because that's the sport that they love.
Yes.
Or, you know, maybe you're playing footy, or it's netball, or it's running, or it's cycling. There's so many options out there for you. And it's about finding the thing that you really enjoy doing that keeps you turning up.
Mm.
So make sure it's relevant. Then T is for time frame. So give it a time frame. So it's kind of, we were talking earlier, do you know what I mean? You're going to be checking in every month perhaps to see how this goal is going. But it's also about, sometimes it'll be like, okay, but by March I'd like to be, and then what is that goal that you've got in mind?
Mm.
So I'd like to be able to look back in March and see that I've gone to the gym 3 times a week.
Mm-hmm.
Or I'd like to be bench pressing 100 kilos. That's actually heaps. So maybe that's to all the guys out there. or, you know, for the next 8 weeks, I will.
Mm-hmm.
So I know that people, you mentioned before, there's lots of advertising coming out around now about the whole new year, new you thing with eating or gym memberships or all that sort of stuff. And you'll see the challenges will start coming out as well. And don't get me wrong, I love a good challenge, and 8-week challenges are something that people really get involved in, and they get measured and monitored over that time. My only concern with setting goals like that is sometimes they're not sustainable then.
Mm.
So that you're like, oh, okay, well, I did 8 weeks and I killed it. And yeah, celebrate that, obviously. Like, that's a small win. It's a big win too. But then what? You've got to be really careful that once that challenge ends and you go back to normal or go back to the way you were living, eating, exercising, you might see that weight come back on. So it's about also doing things within your capacity to continue doing and not just for that short period of time. So the time frame thing, or by March, I'd like to have saved up this much money.
Yeah.
Or by March, I would like to have booked in to see a GP and have seen a psychologist for a handful of times if you're wanting to address your mental health or maybe address some family issues or relationship issues and that sort of thing.
Yes.
So S, specific, M, measurable, A, achievable, R, relevant, and T, time frame.
Yeah.
So SMART goals are so good because they give you structure without the overwhelm.
Yes.
And they're really good to check back in on. And I would, the good news is that they work.
Mm.
And one of my biggest suggestions is also to write them down just like that. So write S, write specific, and then write exactly what that goal is.
Yeah.
And how are you going to measure it? And you need to make sure that it's achievable. So maybe you need to share it with other people as well and be like, hey, this is what I'm thinking for my goals for the new year. Mm. Does this sound achievable to you?
Can that be of, like, to me, telling someone else means then I expose myself to, if I don't do it, I have to be held accountable.
Ooh, interesting. That sounds like you're avoiding accountability, Roxy.
Probably.
You're like, oh my God, that means I might actually have to do it.
Yes. Well, yeah, why would I say that? Maybe because, yeah, I don't want to be accountable. I don't have to answer to someone else.
Correct, actually.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, I feel like the reason it's just the way that you've said
it
makes it
That's
sound
how as, I feel.
Yeah, it makes it sound as though, oh, but if I verbalize this, if I share this, it means that I must do this.
Okay, that's interesting, isn't it?
It is. It's an interesting insight into your motivation and what motivates you.
Yeah, what does... So
it sounds like to you that if you were to share a goal, that would be motivating to you.
Right.
Because then all of a sudden you're like, oh, man, I really told that person this is what I'm going to do, so I guess I better do it. And don't get me wrong, I know we talked before about motivation coming from within and being this intrinsic, but there's also definitely always going to be these external factors that support that.
Yes.
So
I think I've just had a big epiphany of myself just then. That's why I'm looking at you going, oh, my God.
Yeah.
Wow.
And you said it in the break too, and I was going to bring up that goals can definitely be assisted by accountability.
Yes.
Yeah. So that we're going to talk more about how to help maintain our goals in a little bit. But one of the biggest ones I've got is to do it with a buddy. Right? So whether that be if you want to go on a holiday, see if your mate wants to go with you and both of you be putting money aside to go on that holiday together.
Yes.
Or be like, hey, mate, let's go for a walk 3 times a week together, set the date, set the times. You're going to turn up. If you know that person's going to be waiting for you at the bottom of Mother Bedick at 5 a.m. to go for a walk with you, you're going to be going.
Yeah,
so
absolutely.
So you don't let them down.
Yes. I know. Yeah, absolutely. So, yeah, some things I would definitely have a buddy. Others, yeah, see, I'm sort of getting a bit shady there, aren't I? Thinking, you know, there's some stuff I just wouldn't tell anyone about, and if I did it or didn't do it. I think that's what happened with the two rooms. I was closing the rooms and no one could see.
Yep, absolutely. I think some people even get like that when it comes to sometimes exciting goals though. They're like, I've got this, you know, I've got this plan that I want to change careers.
Yeah.
Right? So I want to go from being a teacher to an engineer. This is just like...
Yeah, yeah.
And they don't really want to tell anyone because they're worried that they might fail.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean? So they stop working in their teacher job to go to university to study engineering, and they're worried that if they fail, they'll fail in front of everybody.
Right.
But the thing is that most of the time when you're sharing these goals with people, you are going to get people's support. People are going to rally behind you and be like, hey, you can do this. Can I help you study? Or, you know, do you need help with this? And so I think we underestimate the power of having an amazing support network behind us when we're trying to achieve our goals. I know that if any of my mates are like, hey, I'm actually looking to get fitter and healthier, I'm like, awesome, how can I help? Do you want to go for a run together? Do you want to go for a walk together?
Yeah.
Hey, come and check out this gym that I go to. They've got classes and you can bring the kids or whatever it happens to be.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean? Like, I'm going to be help. I'm always going to throw my support behind them.
Yeah, yeah. Yeah.
And any ideas that I have as well.
Wow. Yeah. That's, okay. So you've sold me on that. I need to be accountable.
Well, you might need to start sharing your goals, Roxy, so they're actually...
Actually, when you say that, I don't actually... Yeah, I'll internalise them. Mm. I'll keep them... I will not... I won't even share with my partner if I'm planning... I do it... I probably do it at the end when I'm just about to... when I've committed to it.
Yeah. Yeah. And don't get me wrong, I think that what you're still describing, though, is at least that you're very motivated by it. You're not trying to get someone else to create motivation for you. But
because that's the thing as well, isn't it? If you're waiting for or relying on someone to go for that walk, you were saying before.
Yeah. So whilst it's definitely one of my suggestions is to go walking with someone, but then it's about challenging yourself that, okay, they text you the night before being like, hey, the kids have started throwing up. I'm not going to make it in the morning.
Mm.
You need to be able to say to yourself, oh, no worries. I'm still going to go on my own because I love the feeling I've got when I finished my walk.
Yeah.
Yeah. Or I love, seeing the sunrise, or I love seeing whatever it happens to be. Like, it's about reminding yourself about all the benefits of what you going walking, even if it's on your own, is going to be for you.
Yes. Wow, that's amazing.
Yeah. So we'll get back, we'll throw to some more music, and when we come back we'll try and use the SMART method for a goal of Roxy's, maybe.
Oh, I don't like the sound of that, Sally.
Everybody's in a hurry, in a flurry, shopping till they're dropping in the snow. Kids are crying, dogs are barking, catching up with folks you barely know.
sure it's madness, but it's magic. As soon as you hang up the booster toe, 'cause you're the reason for the season. Cozy little Christmas here with you. So Mr. Santa, take the day off,
take the day off.
Get a massage, 'cause we got this one all under control. A little whiskey,
a little whiskey.
We're getting frisky.
Ooh.
And so dancing tonight, King Paul. No, we ain't stressing,
we ain't stressing.
Just caressing.
Mm-hmm.
Warming up a popsicle toes. Nothing's missing, 'cause you're a blessing. Yeah, you're the only one I'm wishing for. I love is something priceless. I don't need diamonds, no sparkly things, 'cause you can't buy this feeling. Nothing lights my fire or wraps me up, baby, like you do. Just want a cozy, a cozy little Christmas here with you. I don't need anything. Take back all the Cartier and the Tiffany's and the Chanel. Well, can I keep that Chanel, please?
No, 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 no.
Cozy little Christmas here with you. Just you and me under a tree. A cozy little Christmas here with you.
Oh,
95.1 Gem FM, Bowen's very own community radio station. And if you've just tuned in, this is the check-in with Sally. Sally, that song was just gorgeous. That was Seasons, Kenny Sharp and Tabitha Meeks.
Love it.
Was that? That's really. I'm really enjoying this because I rarely listen to modern anything. So these modern Christie songs, they're great.
Not going to lie, it was kind of a bit of a deliberate choice, but well, just to go with maybe a bit of a modern twist.
No, it's good. It's good. I'm really enjoying it. But that was a really beautiful song, that one.
It was gorgeous.
So we're talking about New Year's resolutions, Sally.
Yeah, we just went through the SMART method of how to try and set goals.
Mm-hmm.
And if anyone is out there listening and wants me to help them do a SMART goal, a SMART method for their goal, then please feel free to text us in on 0484 510 152, and we can go through it on air for you.
Yeah.
So I think just reflecting back on what we've been talking about today, about intentions versus resolutions. So what a lot of people don't realize is that resolutions are about perfection,
mm-hmm.
whereas intentions are about direction.
Oh, I like that.
So what?
Say that again.
Resolutions are about perfection.
Yeah.
And intentions are about direction.
Yes.
So I intend to be growing in this area. So resolutions say I'm going to fix this, whereas intentions say I want to grow in this area.
That I really like that. Mm. That's such a different take on it, isn't it? Like, yeah, such a, because you're directing your the way you are going to live your life, yes, rather than trying to fix it.
Absolutely.
Mm.
So I think that that's also about how am I going to change my lifestyle,
mm-hmm,
to grow in this area, rather than I need to stop doing this or I need to start doing this. Do you know what I mean? Like, we need to be much kinder to ourselves,
yeah,
and be like, okay, we need to move in this direction.
Yeah, because when you said it the other way, like, I need to stop doing it, it sounds like you're in trouble.
Yes.
But we're never in trouble, are we? We just need to be – no, you're not in trouble. You just need to make it a bit easier for yourself.
Yeah.
Right?
And we're always a work in progress.
Yeah.
Okay? You'll never meet someone who's like, oh, I'm like, this is as good as I'm ever going to be and I don't want to be any different. And I know that there will be some people who are like, oh, yeah, I've really, if I keep maintaining this life, I'm really satisfied and happy with it. But they've had to work really hard to get there with really strong intentions to keep moving in the direction that they want to be in, growing in the areas that they want to be growing in.
Mm.
So you'll have people out there who want to become more emotionally intelligent, for example.
Yes.
So maybe that means they're going to be doing more reading about how to become that. Or maybe when they're in conversations with friends and family, they're going to be more intentionally listening, more actively listening and more actively reflecting back and trying to understand what that person's going through.
Yeah.
So you can be intentional and mindful in the way that you're living to achieve those goals that we've been talking about. So it's not just, you can't just become, for example, emotionally intelligent.
No.
You need to work on that. And that's that will be something that you work on throughout your life.
That's right.
But like, you can reflect back.
Because, like, even with intentions, it doesn't have to be about a year either. That's just moving your whole life in that direction, right?
Mm-hmm.
It's not about achieving something in a year. I know they have to be measurable.
Mm.
I know, see, now I'm contradicting you. That's not right either. Like, if it's a resolution versus...
But it's still measurable in as much as you still need to be able to see that you are moving with intention in the right direction, though.
Okay, yeah.
So if you're wanting to live... It's not specific, but if you just wanted to say you wanted to live a healthier life, what does that mean? You know, because you can approach that in lots of different ways. You can be physically healthier. So that can mean getting fitter or stronger or faster or more toned or more flexible or whatever it happens to be. Or if I want to be getting mentally healthier, well, does that mean that I need to go and maybe address some of the things that are going on in my life? So therefore, are you attending a psychologist or have you seen your doctor or are you doing some self-help reading or that sort of stuff? So I feel like you're still going to be checking in and being like, oh, I am becoming better because what is that? And then what is whatever that measuring stick happens to be.
Right.
But you're right. You're saying that, yes, you can have goals that are measurable, but then when you achieve them, you just keep on going.
Yeah, they're lifelong. They're lifelong goals, right?
Yeah.
Like, you can have those.
Yeah.
And they can be easy. They can be easy on you. It's not a race to reach the destination, is it?
Yes, that's right. I guess what I'd say about the measurable time frame things is that if you say to yourself, I'm going to get healthier or I'm going to lose weight, and you don't set measurable or time bound goals, then how do you know that you are?
Yes.
So it's more around that. So you're still always going, it still doesn't need to be, it has to happen within this year that I'm going to lose these 10 kilos, but you need to be mindfully following and, you know, and setting those goals and working towards them to know that you're doing it. Otherwise, you can just be like, oh, I'm definitely going to lose weight this year. But then if you don't do any of those smart methods, how are you going to know that that's happening?
Yes.
How are you going to know you're achieving that goal?
Yeah. Yeah. Well, yeah, that's absolutely true. You do. So
I guess the thing is that a resolution can be something like, I'll lose weight. But an intention will be, I want to treat my body with more kindness, or I want to...
Yeah, which is a long-term goal rather than, because if you do lose all the weight, you can't continuously lose weight your entire life, otherwise you'll...
Yeah, and then you need to maintain.
Yeah.
Yeah, which actually sometimes can be the harder part.
It is absolutely the hardest part, yeah.
Or maybe instead of saying, I'll stop spending, the intention needs to be, I want to feel more in control of my finances.
Mm.
So I think that word control is really interesting there, because I think some people, if they're spending money, they're like, oh my God, I can't really stop and this is really hard, and, you know, that my money comes in and it's just immediately gone and that sort of thing. So instead of being like, I have to stop spending, well, maybe you just need to be more in control of your finances, or maybe you want to increase your financial intelligence, right, by using a budget or by seeking financial counselling or whatever it happens to be.
Yes.
And there is free financial counselling. I should find out the number for you guys. But if you are really struggling financially, there's definitely help out there to help you get control of your finances and to feel like you have, yeah, more confidence and control with what's going on with your finances. So that's the intention, is that you want to have more control of your finances.
Yeah.
So it sort of removes that shame and brings in the compassion for yourself. That sense of kindness, okay, well, maybe you are overspending, but okay, let myself be that my intention is I'd like to spend more mindfully.
Yes.
Rather than spend maybe spontaneously.
Yeah. Yes. So I get that. Yeah.
Yeah, so that's more about those intentions.
Yeah.
And I feel like if you want to be looking at your goals and the reason that sometimes I was talking more, you know, if you'd want to just do something for 8 weeks and that's your goal, the intention probably needs to be, okay, but then I'm going to maintain what I achieved in those 8 weeks. So you can kind of combine those, the resolution intention thing, if that's going to work for you. So for example, I want to do an 8-week challenge that's going to make me feel fitter and eat healthier and all that sort of stuff. But then your intention then is I'm going to continue nourishing my body and looking after myself, and that's what the intention is for the rest of the time.
Yeah, because, you know, it's when you lose weight or change a behavior or whatever, once you achieve that, the it's about maintaining that and keeping with it. And that's a whole thing in itself then.
Yeah. Well, if your intention is to be more in control of your finances, so maybe you're putting that $20 a week aside for a holiday for 2026, don't stop that $20 a week once you've gone on that holiday.
Yeah.
You can relabel that bank account to car deposit, house deposit, buying a dog or whatever it happens to be.
Yeah.
But you can have another financial goal, and that your then intention just shifts, or your focus shifts, or that goal shifts to the next thing.
Yeah.
And that's another way of just continuing to save, is setting up that automatic direct debit out of your account into another that you don't touch, and then that money just stays secure there for whatever your next saving goal is.
I was wondering, does anyone out there want to share their New Year's resolutions with us? Would love to hear from you. What's the number, Sally? You've got it in front of you.
I do have it in front of me. It's 0484 510 152.
Would love to hear.
Hit me with those New Year's intentions.
Yes, intentions rather than resolutions.
Yep. And while you're texting in, you might as well also tell me, what are you taking from 2025 into 2026?
Yeah.
What really worked for you this year that you'd like to continue doing into 2026?
And this is all confidential, so we won't be mentioning any names.
Absolutely.
But, yeah, just would love to hear what you are planning to do. Or if you aren't, why aren't you setting resolutions for 2026? Are you done with them? Right?
I want to hear about what area you're going to grow in 2026 instead then.
Yes.
Yeah.
Okay, love it.
Let's hear some more of those awesome Christmas tunes.
Yep. This is a bit of Lexi Lawson and Travis Finlay.
Heard a Christmas song and it made me sing. Had me thinking about this Christmas thing. When we were kids and we couldn't wait to get some sleep on Christmas Day.
Sound of music on TV and hearing all of my family sing. The smell of cooking in the air. There was so much love for all to share.
Christmas, all the things that made Cause I only come if we go to bed.
Two of you, I do.
And some more Christmas tunes. That was a cool one. That was Christmas Baby Please Come Home by Mariah Carey. She does a great Christmas song, don't you reckon, Sally?
What a set of vocal chords on
that. I know. And it's just got the right type of chords in there and words. And, yeah, I don't think you can beat a Mariah Carey Christmas song.
What a brilliant diva she is.
Yeah. All right, let's get back to what we were talking about, New Year's resolutions. And you've got some really interesting stuff to get through still, Sally.
Yeah, we're just going to finish off with how do we try and keep these intentions in place moving into the new year. And I think that we have really good intentions of setting these New Year's resolutions or goals, and that sometimes we don't put in place those support structures to try and keep them going.
Mm.
And we've all heard the saying that a habit takes 21 days to form.
Yes.
But
Is that true?
I feel like that's probably not long enough.
Yeah.
Because I actually think that that's when motivation can start to wane.
Mm.
So, you know, the first 3 weeks of January, maybe you get up and you go running 3 times a week and you're killing it. And then all of a sudden, I think that's when motivation can actually start to deteriorate from there, or to wane from there. So I think it's more along the lines of sort of 6 months, because that'll form a part of your lifestyle then. I think it's depending whether you think the word is habit or lifestyle.
Yes.
So I feel like lifestyle changes are more important than forming habits. And I know that forming habits turns into those lifestyle changes.
Yeah.
But all of a sudden, when it gets to that 6 month mark, is when you're kind of like, oh, I missed a run yesterday. I really want to go for one. Or, oh, I went and splurged too much on the weekend and I miss seeing that bank account grow.
Mm.
Or whatever it happens to be, whatever your goal happens to be, that 6 months is the time it will take to actually turn it into a lifestyle change where it's just a part of what you do every day or every week or whatever it happens to be.
Yeah.
So, yes, I think they use 21 days as to give people something to aim for.
Mm.
And that's absolutely true.
Yes.
But you will still have to still be putting in some of that motivational effort even after those 21 days. It won't still just be a natural, easy to come by thing.
Mm.
Yeah. So I guess the word that I've mentioned there a couple of times is routine, structure and schedule. So to ensure that you have your best chance of achieving these goals and to keep them going is to structure it into your routine. So it needs to be, so for example, some people, the research recommends always putting any unpleasurable task or activity in your most productive time.
Mm.
So there's people out there and their most productive time is the morning. And that's probably the majority of people. So whatever the task is that you're trying to achieve, and maybe it feels unpleasant to start off with, right? Because sometimes starting to exercise or starting to eat healthy, you know, can be unpleasant to start off with. Then that means you should be exercising first thing in the morning. Or maybe you should be meal prepping first thing in the morning, so that that's when you're the most productive and you've got the most energy and you're the most focused and most motivated. So schedule it into your routine. So you're like, okay, well, at this time every day, I'm going to be going for my walk. Or I'm going to go in and set up this bank account transfer, and you're going to do that in the morning because you're like, oh, I'll just put it off until tonight. And then at night, you're just like, oh, I'm so buggered and I don't want to be doing that.
Mm.
And that can be the same for exercise. But for some people, they absolutely love doing exercise at night or even a night hour. So that's when they're the most productive. So it's about finding what your most productive time is and scheduling that into there. So for I'm an afternoon exerciser myself. I've never really been a morning person. Like, I did end up going to the gym a bit in the mornings, but I love to run at twilight. So it's just about finding the time that you really love. Some people love going to the pool first thing in the morning. Some people love going, at night because it helps wind them down from the day.
Mm.
So finding the time, but it's scheduling it into there. And I'm talking about even putting it as a calendar invite to yourself so that it pops up and you've got reminders and it's set in there and you've written it down, because that helps with commitment and that really helps with intention and that helps with motivation.
Yes.
So don't. The other thing is, so that's the scheduling and the routine of it, is to have it structured all the time. So it's like Monday, Wednesday, Friday, you're going to do it. If it's about healthy eating, it's Sunday nights, you're going to sit on the couch and you're going to write out your meal plan for the week. You're going to jump into your Woolies app. You're going to add everything that you need for a click and collect or a delivery.
Yeah.
It's going to get delivered, and then you're going to structure and schedule in when you're going to eat and what you're going to eat. Because if you've got your meal plan written, you're like, okay, Mondays we're going to be having roast chicken and salad with rice or whatever it happens to be. Well, if it's written there, you're like, well, that's what I'm going to do. You don't need to think about what you're going to eat because that's what you've got scheduled in. And then you go and cook that.
Yeah.
And so on and so forth. So it's all about that routine and scheduling helps keep you accountable and helps keep you motivated.
Yeah, see, I've got serious problems with accountability because what you just mentioned then was like a nightmare to me. I'm not kidding.
You're like, no, why would I don't want to cook that.
No, well, I'm just thinking for me to have to sit down and write out what I'm going to cook and then go like and order all that, that is a lot. Like I don't think I could do it. I have to just go and do it daily.
And why is that?
I don't know because I just couldn't. To have to think that far in advance.
I guess what we're trying to remove is that it's easier to make an unhealthy choice spontaneously.
Right, okay, gotcha.
As opposed to
if
you've got a structured plan that you're following and as opposed to getting home on a Wednesday afternoon and being like, man, I don't feel like cooking.
Yes.
And then reaching for a takeaway menu or reaching into the freezer for air fried, whatever it happens to be.
Yes,
Or into the cupboard for two-minute noodles.
Okay, yes.
If you're like, actually, I've got written down that I'm going to be cooking this meal, this healthy nutritionist meal, so you're going to hold yourself more accountable if you've got that written down and you've got the ingredients ready to go in your fridge.
Okay.
Does that make sense?
Yeah, it does make sense. I do that for other stuff, but for food and that I don't. So that's probably saying a lot about why I look the way I do anyway.
She looks gorgeous, everyone.
No. Oh my God. Yeah, no, it makes sense. But I'm thinking I just have another little example for myself. Meditating is something I put off.
Yeah.
And I used to be, and it's, I don't know, again, having to sit and have that time. It's so important that you do, but even twice a day, it's, if you don't schedule it in, and it's so good for you, but why do you fight it?
Exactly.
Yeah. Anyway, because that's just a...
Well, first, the only thing I'll say about that is that firstly, twice a day sounds like heaps when you're first starting off.
Yeah.
Whereas if I said to you, hey, do you reckon you could fit in 10 minutes of meditating twice a week?
Yes.
You'd be like, of course, I can easily do that. So then you do that for, 2 to 4 weeks? And then I want you to add another day.
Okay, yes.
And so on and so forth. And I feel like it's really interesting when I suggested a way of healthy eating that you're like, oh, that won't work for me.
Yeah.
And that's because I think sometimes change is really tough and it's really easy for us just to default to what's familiar and you're like, no, I just go there every day and I figure out what I'm going to eat. And yes, that might work for some people. It's true.
Yes.
But a lot of the time going to Woolies every day costs you more money.
Yes.
Results in unhealthier choices because you can go there hungry.
Yeah, because you can buy those chocolate-coated donuts.
That's exactly right.
It's true, yeah.
So I think that there's not a one size fits all with these types of goals and that some things work for other, things are going to work for people that don't work for others. So I think it's about finding what's going to work for you and that asking for help and accepting help is okay. Mm-hmm. I know we've talked about motivation coming from yourself and coming from within, but asking people to help you, whether it's keep accountable or be like, hey, can you just, I know you're already going to be awake. Can you just send me a message and be like, please wake up and please go for a walk. You know you're going to love it. Then please do that. So do you know what I mean? Like it's also about having that community around you and like-minded people who want to help you achieve your goals is really crucial as well.
Yes.
So grab that buddy to go for a walk or to go to the gym or to go and buy healthy food together or to even do cook-ups together. Like I've heard about friends getting together and meal planning together.
Oh, that's a good idea.
And so they're just cooking together and having a great time together and then they put it all into containers and off they go.
That's a great idea.
So that can be really helpful too.
Mm.
And for those out there who have been putting off making that doctor's appointment or putting off making that psychologist appointment or that physio appointment or whatever it happens to be, there's no time like the present. Grab your phone, jump online or jump on your phone and make that appointment and start looking after yourself and start putting you first as well.
Yeah. Very good advice there.
So we haven't got much time left, Roxy.
No,
I was thinking
that
I might just quickly introduce what I'm going to be talking about for my next show, which is going to be on not until the 3rd of Feb because...
Yeah, Sally's having a break, so well-deserved break, and she'll be back on the What date? The 3rd of February, yep. 2026. Oh, my God.
Crazy. And into February, which just makes it sound even wilder.
Yeah.
And I'm going to be talking about anxiety.
Mm-hmm.
And we're going to develop a bit of a education and toolkit around anxiety, because I feel like there's probably a lot of people out there who might suffer, even if it's not from an anxiety disorder, they might be experiencing some of that nervousness or some of those anxious thoughts or feelings. And I think that we're going to talk about what it is, how it comes up, what it looks like, what it feels like, and just describing and discussing some of that. And then also some tips, strategies, treatments, that sort of thing that can really help with any anxiety that you might be experiencing.
Yeah, this will be a great topic, I think, because there are so many questions about it, like even what exactly is it, you know? So
definitely.
So if you do have any questions, you are free to text those in. At any time up until then, we'll be reminding you of this next year. Okay. I can't believe that's next year. But, yeah, text, what is it, Sally? What's the number?
There 0484-510-152.
Yeah. And don't forget, today's secret word is FACE, F-A-C-E, and you get to win a $100 gift voucher to Pilcher's Mitre 10 again, plus a $150 gift voucher to the cafe at Horseshoe Bay, plus a few other goodies and a JMFM merch pack with $50. And that's being drawn on the 19th of December on What's Happening in Bowen and the Sundays with me, Roxy. So, Sally, do you have any parting, just like a summary people can talk about
Absolutely.
Or think about in terms of New Year's resolutions? So what they should take away from today.
Absolutely. So just to wrap up from today's session, you don't need to become a new you next year. You just need to support the person that you already are.
Mm-hmm.
Take it slow. Choose goals that feel good. Set intentions that bring peace and celebrate what you're already doing right. If you're setting goals this year, try the SMART method. Keep them small, realistic, and kind. And I just wanted to thank everyone for spending some of your December, and I hope you've enjoyed some of those modern Christmas songs that we've been doing. We'll be checking back in next year, so in Feb, same place, same time. And, yeah, I want everyone to have a really wonderful, gentle start to the new year, because remember, you are already enough.
Perfect. Perfect way to leave it. Thank you so much, Sally, and I will see you next year. But to you out there, Bowen, I will be seeing you tomorrow night on Country Rocks. So have a good one and stay safe. See you, Sally. Thank you.
No worries. Bye.
See ya. Bye-bye.
You're listening to 95.1 GEM FM, your local broadcasting station.